many people believe education in Fermanagh is in crisis. Do you accept that?
No, I don't accept that. I don't accept that at all. Education in Fermanagh needs stability in the sense that we need to continue through with the planning decisions made. But there are many fine educational institutions in Fermanagh. And I think parents in Fermanagh are fortunate they have an opportunity to choose from those fine educational institutions. The development proposals I have approved recently will give a firmer base to education in Fermanagh and plan going into the future. The problems in the past have been in many areas that we didn't plan, and we didn't plan far enough ahead. And then you do reach a crisis point in terms of locations of schools and pupil travels to schools, etc. So, but I certainly don't accept education in Fermanagh is in crisis or anywhere near.
A lot of people are against the merger of Patoura Collegiate, and you know that. So yeah. Why are you continuing with this proposal?
There's also a lot of people for it, and I accept this has been a very emotional journey for families and communities in the Fermanagh area. But we have to plan long term. We have to ensure we have a sustainable schools estate moving forward, and I believe the decision I've made is the right one.
Is Sinn Féin wrecking the control sector in Fermanagh?
No, I'm investing in the control sector in Fermanagh.
You closed Listenagh High School?
Yeah, I'm also investing in Devonish College. And I think to keep...
And that took over 10 years?
If I had kept Listenagh High School open, I would have been doing a great, great disservice to the current generation of young people who are attending and the future generation. So if I wanted to wreck controlled education in Fermanagh, I would have kept Listenagh open. And I wouldn't have invested in Devonish. And I'm only in office, Will. I'm only, as I say, only. I'm in office 4 years. Through that four-year period, I have made my announcements around Devonish. I have moved it forward. We're moving towards construction in Devonish, even though it's in a very difficult site. But we're investing in controlled education. Controlled education in Fermanagh has, in my opinion, a bright future.
Eight jobs are to go at Devonish College? Eight teaching jobs? Are you content with that?
Well, I can't make any comment on that matter. The decisions by the Boards of Governors are decisions by the Board of Governors and how they choose to invest. And I accept it's a reduced budget moving forward and what decisions they've made in the past in terms of reduced budget. So I can't make comment on individual schools. I'm working with the entire education sector trying to get further investment in education with it. And we will continue to do so.
You save St Mary's Brolla. Some people are saying that you're favouriting the maintained sector over the controlled sector. Do you accept that?
No, I'm favouring an isolated rural community, regardless of what their background is or isn't. I'm favouring that. I do believe that we have to work on a cross-border basis along the entire border corridor for the benefit of students, regardless of their background and regardless of what side of the border we're living on. We are entering, and we have been through a very, very difficult financial time. The future doesn't look bright either. We have to do things differently, and St Mary's and Brolla is doing things differently.
Education Minister John O'Dowd, thank you.